Let's head over to the KRDO newsline now. As the French government survived its first no-confidence vote, we have ABC News correspondent Inez de la Quintera joining us now live from Paris with more on this. And Inez, what is the latest following this ongoing debate that stemmed from the raising of the retirement age?
Hey, good morning. Yes, so the French president did narrowly survive a no-confidence vote. The fact that they were having that vote at all was a big deal. It goes to show just how tense the situation is here. He did survive it. We expected him to survive it, but it was much tighter than we thought it would be. So 278 members of parliament voted in favor of the no-confidence vote, and 287 votes were needed to topple the government. So a narrow margin there. Now that he has survived this no-confidence vote, the bill will basically become law. This is a bill to reform pensions. He's trying to raise the minimum retirement age from 62 to 64, and that has sparked, you know, kind of protests all across the country. So millions have been taking to the streets since mid-January to protest this reform. It's really ramped up in the last few days. You know, we've seen here in Paris protesters lighting fires right in the heart of the city and clashing with police officers. And then there have also been a number of strikes. So thousands of workers across many different industries going on strike to protest these reforms. And that's affecting everything from public transit with trains and planes being delayed to sanitation. So here in Paris, garbage workers have been on strike for more than 2 weeks. And so the streets of Paris are really covered in mounds and mounds of trash.
Yeah. And with that, you know, kind of continued outrage and protest, the no confidence vote failed. But is there any other recourse, knowing just really, you know, the strong public opposition to this?
Yeah, so, you know, there's not much that they can do right now. It seems like the law will go into effect. The Macron government is hoping it'll go into effect by the summer. We should point out it'll be a gradual phasing. It's not going to be immediately from one day to the next. The minimum retirement age going up by 2 years. It'll be several months over the course of multiple years. But it is looking to likely that it'll go into effect by the summer. Protesters, though, are bound to keep going. They're going to keep putting pressure on the government, they say. On Thursday, they're planning a massive demonstration, all the unions coming together to continue protesting this reform. People are continuing their strikes. Another thing to keep an eye on is strikes that are affecting refineries and gas stations. So protesters have been blocking fuel deliveries. And so there are a number of gas stations also in the south of France that are already reporting that they're either partially or fully without gas. And that could also really have an impact on society. So, you know, the protesters could still continue to put a lot of pressure on the government. But, you know, in terms of the law, it does appear that it will go through. We'll see if, you know, if the pressure continues to ramp up, if Macron decides to backtrack or if there's anything else he decides to do.
Right. And this is a problem that's widely acknowledged will hit. It's not like anyone is saying, oh, no, there's no problem here. It's just the solution that's being frowned upon, huh?
That's right. Yeah. So Macron says he doesn't have a choice, that the pension system needs to be reformed, that he's pointing to the changing demographics, the fact that people are living longer. And he says, should the system stay as is, the government will go into the red. They've made all that data public. On the flip side, demonstrators are saying there are other ways to fund pensions. They're pointing to taxing the rich, for instance. That's something we've heard time and time again when we were out there covering the protests. And they're also frustrated with the way Macron is going about it here in passing this law. So he is trying to push it through using a procedure that's similar to executive action in the U.S., where he was trying to get it through without a parliamentary vote. And so many demonstrators say that is anti-democratic. So they're upset with the reform itself, but they're also really frustrated with the way Macron is going about it.
Yeah, very fascinating, and especially with Macron's background as well, too. I'm sure that's just adding some fuel to the fire as well when it comes to that maybe income inequality discussion as well.
That's right, yeah. I mean, Macron is certainly someone who comes from, you know, kind of a finance background, and he loves the math and numbers, and he oftentimes will point to the math when he's making these types of decisions. So he just, you know, it's kind of a plain and simple argument from him that we have to reform the system because otherwise the government will go in the red. But demonstrators feel there are other options. They also feel they're not being consulted. You know, people we were speaking with on Friday who were protesting were saying they feel he should be having more negotiations with the unions, that he hasn't actually met with any union representatives in a while. We actually haven't seen Macron in a little bit. He hasn't commented publicly on any of this in a few days. So we will be hearing from him tomorrow. He's going to address the nation. But he is facing criticism that he's been kind of absent from the public eye in recent days.
Well, Inez, we appreciate the time and joining us this morning here with that update.
Thank you.